we need that gift of a new heart and a new spirit. We need that great love of God found only in the cross. Listen to these golden words. God so loved the world, this vile and unspeakable generation, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, as we must without repentance, as we will without the gift of forgiveness, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Not pie in the sky when you die, as Marx foolishly coined it, friends, but life that begins today, the moment you seek him. Communion with God, a new heart, a new spirit, a new relation in prayer. Oh, friends, glorious are the changes that God works in the heart when we touch him, when we turn to him. How foolish can you be, friends, to neglect the very wisdom of God, to neglect his gift and his kindness? Seek him and turn to him when he's still near at hand. Seventh word of the Saviour from the cross. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. With perfect peace, he rested his spirit in his Father's hands. What about you, friends? When you die, where will your comfort be? When you die, where will your hope be? Friends, if you don't know the grace and the pardon of God, what comfort can there be? We need his mercy. We need his grace. We need that preparation for eternity, found only in the cross of the Saviour. The Saviour said this, seventh word of the saying, Saviour from the cross, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. I commit my spirit with peace. He knew the work was done. He knew the atonement was accomplished. He knew he'd done all that his Father had sent him for. His priestly work was done. The gates were open. The veil of the temple was ripped in two. Access into the Holy of Holies was opened. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. What about us, friends? When we die, when we pass through this life into the next, what will we say then? Will it be the beginning of unspeakable horrors? Will it be the beginning of outer darkness? Will it be the beginning of our exile? Will it be the completion of a life of rebellion and disobedience? Will it be the sealing, friends, of our judgment and our curse? Wake up to wisdom. Those who now sleep in the dust shall awake, some to everlasting life, others to everlasting contempt. The Saviour warns us, the way to destruction is broad, and many there are who go in it. The way to life is narrow, and few there are who find it. Oh, friends, take hold of life. Take hold of wisdom. Take hold of repentance. Don't give in to sin. Don't give in to sex outside of marriage. Don't give in to lusts and pleasures that will ruin you and wreck you and destroy you from within. Don't give in to pride. Don't give in to the lusts of this evil generation. Don't give in to selfishness and pride and deceitfulness. Seek his wisdom. Seek that gift of holiness and purity that comes only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to him while he's still near at hand. Ask him for light and for grace. Oh, friends, in the Saviour, there is life, there is mercy, there is power to bless us, however dark, however foolish, however unclean our lives have been. In Christ is a gift of hope, even for the worst of us, even for the darkest of us. Oh, friends, take it, don't take my word for it. Go to the cross. Ask him for a new heart. Ask him to show you yourself. Ask him to show you himself, his holiness, his power, his purity, his great majesty. And oh, friends, he'll willingly do it. He'll open those blind eyes of yours and show you things you've never seen before. He'll open those deaf ears of yours and make you understand things you've never really taken hold of before. The great ugliness of sin, the great majesty of God's holiness and power, the righteousness of his ways. We argue with God, we blame God, we reason against God so many times, so foolishly, with such little foundation, with such little knowledge of his own arguments, with such little knowledge of his judgment or his wisdom. And yet, friends, we consider ourselves experts and blame him rather than ourselves. How foolish, how blasphemous, how insulting to God to do that. In Christ is the means of return from the dark paths of sin. Seek him, turn to him, while he's still near at hand. I'd like to read to you two words of the Apostle Paul, often described as the Apostle of Love, and he says this. Hereby we may know the spirit of truth from the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. Oh, friends, we're such haters by nature. Such coldness, such malice, such deceitfulness rests in our hearts. So poisonous the human heart is, so poisonous the human tongue. By nature, friends, hate fills us. Malice fills our spirits and our hearts. But God is so different. Look at the living God. Look at the gift of his dear Son. Look at his great works of power. In Christ, there is a work of love. Now, sometimes we say that reproof is a form of hate, but how wrong that is. Love speech often reproves. Loving speech often warns. Just listen to a loving mother instructing her children. Warning after warning after reproof. Oh, friends, loving speech warns us. It reproves us. It's concerned for our benefit and our blessing. Love speech warns us and calls us and invites us. And so it is with God. Why is the Bible so full of warnings? Why is the Bible so full, friends, of things that we often regard as intimidating, as things that we often regard as difficult and threatening? Because God is warning. God is calling. God is drawing us out of the power of darkness into his marvelous light. God is love. He that hates knows not God. He that loves not knows not God. For God is love. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. You know what that glorious word means? Complex multisyllable word, propitiation. It means Christ paid our price in his own blood. Forsake Christ, despise him, reject him, and we must pay the price ourselves with our own blood, with our own souls. But in Christ there is the blood price of sin. He is the Lamb of God, the slain Lamb of God who rose. The one, friends, who purchased for us a place in God's place, a place in God's heart, a place in God's heaven. In Christ there is the open door into God's presence. He says of himself, I am the door. By me men may go in and out and find sheep and find pasture. In the Arabic, ana huwal bab, the access point into God's presence, the access point into God's majesty. Why have you neglected him, friends? Why have you neglected his kindness? Why have you neglected his great goodness? Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. In Christ, there is the great access point into God's presence and in his kindness. Seek him, turn to him, ask him for light, for wisdom. Don't throw away your eternal spirit. Don't throw away your opportunities. Ask him for light and for grace and for mercy. Oh, friends, hear again the words of the Apostle Paul. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Oh, friends, where can you see that more clearly than anywhere else? In the cross, in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the love of God. Men did their worst. Look at the hatred, look at the malice, look at the blasphemy against Christ. What did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He searches around, as it were, scrabbles around for an excuse to pardon them. What a wonderful Saviour we have. The Lord Jesus Christ, the King of love, the Lord of death, and the Lord of light. What have you done with him, friends? What have you done with his warnings? What have you done with his call? What have you done with his grace and his kindness? Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand. Here is hope to revive us, to strengthen us, to grant us grace and light in our darkness and in our death. What have you done with the Saviour? What have you done with his great goodness and his mercy? Seek him and turn to him while he's still near at hand.